أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وآمنوا بما أنزلت مصدقا لما معكم ولا تكونوا أول كافر به ولا تشتروا بآياتي ثمنا قليلا وإياي فاتقون. We were discussing the fifth ruku of Surah Al-Baqarah, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the Bani Israel. Throughout the Quran Sharif, you will find different aspects of the Bani Israel mentioned. And the reason we also mentioned yesterday is that this ummah does not fall into the same errors and same mistakes. The Bani Israel fell into errors, they fell into mistakes, they were misguided, they were misled. So this ummah is wary of those causes of misguidance. In one hadith, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَتَتَّبِعُنَّ سُنَنَ مَنْ قَبْلَكُمْ شِبْرًا بِشِبْرٍ وَذِرَاعًا بِذِرَاعٍ. That definitely you will follow in the footsteps of those who came before you, handspan by handspan and cubit by cubit, meaning exactly what they did, my ummah will also do the same things. The same mistakes that they made, my ummah will make the same mistakes. The same causes for their downfall, for their misguidance, my ummah will fall into the same thing. حَتَّى لَوْ دَخَلُوا جُحْرَ ضَبِّنْ تَبِئْتُمُوهُمْ. Until if they entered into the hole of a lizard, then you will also follow them and do the same. Some hadiths mentioned that you will follow in the footsteps of the Bani Israel. How they were fragmented and broken up into so many different sects. Then this ummah will also be broken up into so many different sects. There will be different sects, different groups coming out with different types of ideologies, different claims. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned his ummah. But just the only difference is that when it comes to our deen, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken responsibility to protect the Quran Sharif and to protect this deen. So there will always be one group on the surface of this earth that will remain on the haqq. The whole ummah cannot be misguided. These people, the whole ummah went as though the whole religion was distorted. The books were distorted. Everything was changed. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect this ummah. So we need to make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps us in that group that stays on the haqq. Because there will be one group that will remain on the haqq. Allah Ta'ala must allow us to remain on the haqq and be in that group. And we must not be deviated. So Allah Ta'ala addresses them, وَآمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلْتُ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعْكُمْ. Now I have revealed the Quran Sharif. I have sent Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to this dunya. Bring iman and believe on that which I had revealed, that came to confirm that which is already with you. You already got the Torah, you've got your book. The Quran Sharif came to confirm that. The Quran Sharif also speaks about the Torah. The Quran Sharif also speaks about the Injil. The Quran Sharif is mentioning the same incidents, the incidents that you got in your book. It's got the same incidents there as well. It's giving similar injunctions. So it's not something that is completely new to you. You know what is here already. You already identify with it. وَآمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلْتُ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَكُمْ. You believe on that which I revealed, which is testifying and confirming that which is already with you. وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَوَّلَ كَافِرٍ بِهِ. You do not be the first to disbelieve in it. Don't be the first. You be the people who rush to bring iman in it. As I mentioned yesterday, these verses are addressing more the rabbis and the scholars in the Bani Israel and the prominent people. That if you're going to disbelieve in it, then others are going to follow in your footsteps. And you will be sinful for all those people who follow in your footsteps. If the parents take a wrong line, the children are going to take a wrong line. It's obvious. The father is going to make a wrong decision, the child is going to follow in his footsteps. So he will not only be sinful for himself, but he will also carry the sin of his children. He will also carry the sin of his subordinates. A prominent person is taking a wrong line and he's taking people in that, he's encouraging them to the wrong thing. Then he is going to also be liable for all those that follow him, because you are the means of their misguidance. You are the means of them moving away from the truth. So Allah Ta'ala is addressing these people, وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَوَّلَ كَافِرٍ بِهِ. You do not be the first to deny this Quran. وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. Do not purchase in exchange of my verses a meager price. See, the dunya always, the forces of batil, what they do, they dangle the carrot before you. They tempt you. Just 2 days ago I heard one area far from here in South Africa, but the person that is running the maktab, the Shias approached him. They told him that if you work for us, we'll pay you 30,000 rand a month. Person is earning maybe 4,000 or 5,000 rand. So they told him, you come work for us now and work under us and you promote our ideologies, we'll pay you 30,000 rand a month. You'll hear of the intelligence agencies approaching certain prominent scholars, and these are true stories, and offering them a large sum of money just for this, that now and again when we need you all to make some statements, you'll make those statements. We'll give you a large sum of money. When it comes to paying, these people can pay very big amounts, the intelligence agencies. So this is all a reality that even scholars, people, prominent people, ulama, they all are under this threat. So Allah Ta'ala is addressing the Bani Israel, but that lesson also goes for us, that do not purchase a meager price in exchange of my verses and my ayat. So what would happen is that the scholars or the ulama, the rabbis, they would be receiving certain perks from the people, from the subordinates, people that are below them. So they're getting certain perks, they're getting certain benefits, they're getting salaries, they got a lot of luxuries. Now, when the time comes for them to speak the truth and say what is right, because they already had the description of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their scriptures. In fact, many ulama even mentioned that they even knew about Hazrat Abu Bakr. They even knew about Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. They knew, they had the description. So now when the time came for them to speak the truth, they were worried. If we speak the truth, our people will ostracize us. They will move away from us. We will lose out on all these perks. We will lose out on all these luxuries. That is what now worried them. So Allah Ta'ala says, this is a very small price. This is a meager, this little bit luxuries, little bit comforts of this dunya, this is nothing. Don't go and take that and leave my ayat, leave my verses. What are my verses? What is my command that's more important for you to uphold my deen and my laws? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of everything. Don't be swayed away. Don't be carried away. وَإِيَّايَ فَاتَّقُونَ. Fear me and fear me alone. Don't fear anyone else. We heard from some of our ulama. We'll just conclude on this one point. Many years ago, maybe like around the 1970s, in Saudi Arabia, when they wanted to bring in the television, so that time, some senior ulama stood up and they said, you know, we'll never allow this to happen. We'll never allow the television to come here, because they knew exactly what was the plan behind that. And surprisingly, you'll find even in South Africa also, there were some of the politicians who said that. So they went to the king at the time and they told him that, see, whatever money you're going to make, say you're going to make so much of profit, let us rather try to get people to sponsor that money and we give it to you. If you feel you're going to lose out because you're not going to bring the talent, but please don't bring this here into our community. This is going to corrupt this whole community and it's going to take the iman away and the values away. So the authority said, okay, they stopped for the time. They went to all those same people now who stood up, they set them up. Hey, you know what, Sheikh, you living in such a small house now, let us get you a nice big house. You don't have any proper transport, let us make arrangements. So they set them up, all the comforts, all the luxuries, everything. After doing that, maybe a few years down the line, now they brought the television. Now what happened? Now they didn't have the courage now to go and oppose it a second time. Maybe even if they had the courage, families would have put pressure on them. Look at now how you're living now, look at your comforts, whatever. You're going to say one thing now, all that will be gone. Everything will be gone. So this is exactly what the Quran Sharif is telling, addressing the Bani Israel. وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. Do not purchase in exchange of my verses a meager price, and fear me and fear me alone. Don't worry about anyone else. Don't worry about any authorities. Don't worry about your community, about the society. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fear Allah alone. May Allah grant us a true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana.